Well, violence continues to rage on in Syria. Four bomb explosions rocked the cities of Daraa and Damascus. Three booby-trapped cars exploded in Daraa, leaving at least seven people dead. Now, several others are reported to have been injured. The attacks targeted residential areas and in the capital, Damascus. A car bomb explosion injured many people. No group has claimed responsibility, but Damascus has blamed insurgents fighting the government for similar attacks in the past. Syria has been witnessing an armed insurgency over the past 20 months. Government officials say the U.S. and its regional allies are behind the unrest. I'd like to welcome from Belfast author and Middle East expert, Mr. Saab Shaath. Thank you so much for being with us. It seems that the more we move forward every day, the more we're hearing about increased violence in Syria. And it seems that those who are supporting what the government are calling the terrorists, there's no backing down. What do you think it will take now at this point in order for the Syrians to regain control over their country? And thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. If we look first, why Daraa and it's bordering Jordan, and whereas in Jordan there is the U.S. command of the proxy war on terror, on Syria. And there is the training facilities run by Israel and the U.S. in there. We've been told by a Turkish intelligence officer who's been captured in Homs last spring about the training facilities run by Israel in there. Yesterday, the Wall Street Journal revealed that Jordan has stepped up its support to the armed terrorist groups in Syria from its border, allowing large and significant amount of sophisticated weaponry to be smuggled into Syria. All of that is the aiming from Daraa is the route to collapse Damascus. Since the Syrian army succeeded in sealing the borders nearly with Lebanon, so we still have now Jordan reactivated and the Turkish becoming heavily involved. We see in the foreign-backed terror gangs who are waging this large-scale proxy war in Syria for the last 20 months didn't achieve any of their aims or goals for these last 20 months apart from the destruction. With all the petrodollar money and all the sophisticated weaponry and involvement of the U.S., West, Turkish, and Arab countries. Even Bashar Assad, in his interview to Russia Today, confirmed some shame. So the attacks, I can see them, the explosions, the assassination, the beheadings, actually, of the supporters and or the injured soldiers, as we've seen in the videos, all are aimed at scaring the people and push them desperately to accept these terror camps or face that kind of style of terror activities in their own cities and towns.
And how successful do you think that they have been, Mr. Shaath, in scaring the people, as you say, at this point in time? Will they be able to instill enough fear in the people that you think that they will be able to get the upper hand? Or what will it take? My main question is, what will it take to regain security in Syria?
We've seen all of that before. All such crimes blend very well in the shock and awe doctrine used by the U.S. war on Iraq and Proxy's wars in the area from Somalia to Afghanistan. That is the picture which they are marketing right now to the people of Syria in line of George W. Bush doctrine, which is you are either with us or against us, to face such a future. The West are desperate now, and after, as I said, the electing the 20 months and re-electing of Obama for the second term, they are going to intensify their world to destabilize Syria and collapse it from within. Since the people in Syria, they seen before the waves of refugees from Iraq coming to them, and they told them the stories of the shock and awe doctrine and tactics the American used in there. So the Syrian people are aware of what the future will be waiting for them if they bow to such a tactic.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us. I'm so sorry. We're out of time. Author and Middle East expert, Mr. Saab Sheth. Appreciate you being with us.